Nick, welcome to SBS Hindi Radio.
Thanks, Amit.
Nick, tell us something about your background and what are you doing in India?
My study background is in psychology and psychotherapy and teaching. I guess you could say I'm a mind-body-spirit coach. Hypnosis is what I do mainly at the moment. I'm in India because my wife of Indian heritage, she has a India travel company that she specializes in. And our dream has always been to live and travel. I guess it's a lifestyle choice. And we have started our very first 6 months in India and then 6 months in Australia, and we want to split our time between here and there. So she's working her travel company and I've come here to, I guess, develop my hypnosis practice and mind-body-spirit coaching, stress management, that kind of thing. So that's why we're in Delhi at the moment.
You were in news on social media about a particular incident that made you question and then again change your perception of India. Can you please tell us more about it?
Well, that incident, I guess, it like for the past 5 months, it has been very much a challenge for me to build a business. And obviously living here, I've come across certain challenges. So when I'd got on the train at Hoscos here at Delhi, I just left my phone on the seat where I was sitting on the platform. And then when I got on the train, I was giving myself a pat down. I'm like, oh, where's my phone? I realised I'd left it there. And so and I'm getting close to coming back to Australia. So I just got into a bit of a panic and I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to get my phone. Should I go back? And then it's because for quite a few months beforehand, I've been dealing with my own stresses. I guess that one little event compounded everything. And I was just thinking, oh, maybe someone will find it and hand it in. But then I thought, oh, no one's going to do that. You know, it's an iPhone 6. They're going to they're going to keep it. But then when I was on the train, I kind of just went through a process of relaxation, of letting go. And then when I arrived at Gurgaon, my client met me at the elevator and she told me that, oh, I found your phone, because she tried to call me and spoke to the person who found my phone. And I was just in shock because I wasn't expecting it. So then obviously we arranged to meet, and about an hour and a half later, I had my phone and I was just very grateful. I gave him money and he didn't even really want to take it. He didn't want to take the money, but that whole thing just did make me think, look, there are some decent people in the world. I mean, it could have happened in any country, but, you know, it happened in Delhi. And so it just made me feel really grateful for having found my phone and for him, and because I honestly wasn't expecting it. So it was a shock, you know, and I learned some good lessons to let go, breathe, calm down for, you know, peak stress, because it was my wallet as well. Wasn't just my phone. My credit cards were in there, my Australian driver's license. So a bit of a double whammy.
What's your overall perception of living in India as an Australian?
Well, I mean, I have only been here for about 5.5 months. And obviously one needs to be very mindful when making certain statements, because all I can say is what my personal experience has been. I think it's silly for anyone to draw massive generalizations about people or places when they haven't met every single person in the country and hasn't been to every part of the country. But my experience has been that it has been a challenge, especially for the kind of work that I do. India is just, it's so diverse. It will push all your buttons. It's taught me a lot. There are certain parts of India my wife and I have travelled to with her company that it's just been beautiful. The village life, the interiors I love, and amazing. The people are amazing. Then on the other end of the spectrum, like any country, it has certain things that my wife and I found challenging. And definitely for me, it's been hard building a business, especially because it's so closely associated to spirituality, I guess. And, you know, spirituality is such a ingrained thing, part of most Indian people from the time they're born, that typically they don't pay for that kind of thing. So it has been hard for me to earn that living, because they're usually used to getting spiritual food, I guess you could call it, at no charge. So, yeah, but it has everything. People need to visit it to experience it.
In recent years, Australia and India have come close together on business platforms.
Yeah.
So any tips for Australians planning to visit India or are thinking about setting up business there?
Well, I mean, India is definitely a country of opportunity, you know, for sure. I mean, obviously, with 1.2 billion people and the way that India is progressing, I mean, there are opportunities to actually, you know, for almost any type of business, really. But, I mean, in terms of obviously what I do, which is kind of mind, body, spirit kind of thing, I mean, my recommendation to any Australians coming out is just be mentally prepared that it's going to take time, it's going to take patience, it's going to take meeting the right people at the right time. It's a combination of letting go and making things happen as well, so you've got to take some initiative. But you also just got to know that India has a certain way of doing certain things, and it might be very different to the way that things are done in Australia. And also, just on a practical level, make sure you've got some savings, because it might be a while before you actually start to get a good income. And also, one thing I'd recommend is be confident in your value, in what you're offering, no matter what it is, because my experience has been that people will question your price. You know, they will sometimes say, that's too much, that's too expensive. But I would say to Aussies coming over here, really be confident that what you have will actually improve their life. It is beneficial, it is of value, because then you can explain, well, okay, you might think this is a bit too much for, because obviously Aussie prices might be different, and if an Aussie is thinking they're going to price something the same in India, you just need to be prepared to explain the value and say, well, look, this is what it's actually worth. It's not just about the dollar figure. So that would definitely be my advice.
Nick, thanks a ton for talking to SBS Hindi Radio.
No problem. It's been a pleasure.